In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus on witches, warlocks, soothsayers. We plead the blood of Jesus on the spirit of witchcraft, warlocks, soothsayers, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination, every high thing that may exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We pray in the name of Jesus. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus, pleading the blood of Jesus. Every witch, every warlock, every soothsayer, we bind you with chains and fetterlines. Jesus said, whatever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever we loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Loose that man, loose that woman, loose that son, loose that daughter in the name of Jesus, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, strongholds of witchcraft, strongholds of soothsayers, strongholds of warlocks. Every witch, every warlock, every soothsayer, we cast you down in the name of Jesus. Every principality, every ruler of darkness, we plead the blood of Jesus upon you. We bind you with chains and fetterlines. Every familiar spirit, every spirit of deception, we come against you in the name of Jesus. We come against you in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus on every spirit of deception, every deception spirit. We plead the blood of Jesus upon you. And because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination, every high thing that may exalt itself against the knowledge of God, bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Jesus Christ said, whatever we loosed on earth, loose that child, loose that daughter, loose that son, loose him in the name of Jesus, loose him from drugs, loose him from every spirit that's not like God in the name of Jesus. We come against you in the name of Jesus. We come against you in the name of Jesus. We command you in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus and we bind you today. They say, oh my, hey, Lada. We bind you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of witchcraft, soothsayers, warlocks, every spirit that may have the people of God bound, we command you in the name of Jesus, loose the people of God. Loose God's creation in the name of Jesus. Loose them in the name of Jesus. Loose their minds. Loose their spirits. Loose them in the name of Jesus. And I prophesy a new mind and a new spirit upon everyone under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, radio listeners. Evangelist Lonnie Celestine. I want to thank God today. We just want to give thanks, first of all, to my covering, Pastor Johnny and Dr. Pamela Drumgold. Amen. Praise God to the First Lady of my house, Shirley Jean, in the name of Jesus, of binding souls to Christ. Amen. And we also want to give thanks to Dr. Casey Wade. Amen. One of the best doctors in the world who's going to pray with you and pray for you. Need a good doctor, go see KC. We want to thank God also, giving a shout out to Staggs Automotive, 1300 Thomas Road. Amen. If you need any parts for a car, or even if you need a car, go to Staggs, 1300 Thomas Road. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Last but not least, Service Master Brent Alexander, 507-6. We want to give a shout out to him and to all of you out there that are praying for me. I know you're listening in Jesus' name. Whatever you desire to do to be a blessing to this ministry, most important thing, continue to pray for us, and you can write us at P.O. Box 9383. That's Evangelist Lonnie Celestine, P.O. Box 9383, Monroe, Louisiana, 71211. Or call us at 318-503-4710. And may the Lord richly bless you. in Jesus.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
People say, Tim, yo, you're my hero. How you do it? How you stay strong? Let them all know there's so much that I've been through.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street, at the intersection of Nona and Verone. And now, to our elder, with an anointed sermon already in progress.
So say I'm good, good enough to love myself.
So good,
good enough to have success. What you gain from all your stress is the freedom to know that you are blessed.
I'm good, good enough to handle my business. What you do?
It's all right. Hallelujah. You may have your seat if you can. Praise the Lord. Truly, I thank God. Hallelujah. For Lake Charles being in the house tonight. From Lake Charles, Church of Jesus Christ, House of Prayer, Lake Charles being in the building tonight. Come on, give a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our sister church, praise the Lord, being in the house tonight. Thank God for it, praise the Lord. See, many times we don't want to thank God for everything. We ought to thank God for the good, and we ought to thank God for the bad. Because God can use the bad to make something good out of it. Is I'm right or wrong tonight? Hallelujah. Hey, man, if you have your Bibles, praise the Lord. We're going to the New Testament, praise the Lord. We're going all the way to Paul, the Apostle Paul writings, his epistles, praise the Lord. Going to the book of Philippians. You got the book of Ephesians, you got the book of Philippians, and then you got the book of Colossians. Okay? We are in Philippians, praise the Lord. We're going to go to that second chapter, praise the Lord. Say amen when you have it. The book of Philippians, the second chapter. And we're going to begin to read at that first verse, praise the Lord. It said, if there be therefore in any consolation in Christ, and if any comfort in love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bound of mercy and mercy, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded. This is Paul talking. It says, having the same love. It said the same love. The love I'm giving to you, I'm looking for you to give me the same love back. Don't give me a different love, but give me the same love. I'm being compassionate to you. Be compassionate to me also. Amen. This is Apostle Paul talking to the church. Praise the Lord. And then it says, like-minded, having the same love, being on what? Being on what? Oh, that word been coming up a lot. Being on one accord and doing everything the same. Amen. Of one mind. And then it said, let nothing be done through what? Strife.
but in what? Lowliness of what? Mind. It says, let each esteem what? Other better than what? Esteem other better than yourself. So this is the apostle talking to the church. Verse number 4. Look not every man on his own what? But every man also on things of others. Be concerned about others, not about just yourself. Just don't pack some lunch just for yourself, but bring something for somebody else. I'm right about it, I'm wrong about it. Verse number 5. It said, let this mind be in you, which are also in who? Who being in the form of God thought it not to be what? It said that Jesus is equal with God. Because Jesus is God in the flesh. I'm right about it, wrong about it. Amen. It said, but made himself a known reputation. Took upon him the form of a servant. He was a servant. Many people don't want to serve. We're living in a time that they don't want to serve no more. But if you got a position, you got to serve. I'm right about it, I'm wrong about it tonight. You got to have a servant spirit to want to serve somebody. I'm right about it, I'm wrong about it. I'm in the right house tonight. And was made in the likeness of men. Verse number 8. And find in fashion as a man, talking about Jesus. Find in fashion as a man. Amen. It said he did what? That's why we fasting right now, because we want God to humble us. Praise the Lord. Because this flesh is a mess. We need the fast, praise the Lord. That's why we went on the fast, so that we can humble ourselves and hear what God is saying to the church. Is I'm right about it, I'm wrong about it. Say he humbling himself, the creator of the world, humming himself. And became what? Obedient. Many people don't want to be obedient to authority. And you may not like me. You're looking strange at me tonight. But I come to preach this word in season and out of season. I'm not trying to preach like nobody. I learned a long time ago that if you keep on preaching, you know what God will do? God will give you a style. He'll give you your own style. If you keep on preaching and you just preaching and not mock nobody else, you don't hear what I'm saying here tonight. Come on now. Keep on preaching. What does say the Lord? Not what you say, but what does say the Lord? What the Lord give to you? He said, I'll speak to you if you open your mouth and I'll talk right through you. I'm right about it, I'm wrong about it. Say, obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wherefore? It said, wherefore God also had what? God had highly, see, when you begin to humble yourself, God going to highly exalt you in due time. He going to exalt you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. If you humble yourself. And gave him a name which is above every name. How many know that name Jesus is above every name? That name Jesus is above cancer. That name Jesus above high blood pressure, sugar diabetes. Come on. Come on. Arthritis. Come on. Rheumatism. That name Jesus is above every name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for the fact. Thank God for the fast. I know you'll give God the glory because you're fasting. And the co-founder said, until service is over with, And I know that's why you're looking at your watch. You're looking at me funny now. Praise the Lord, because she said the service is over with. Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Come on. Be real with me. Give him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. Verse number 11. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Bow your head for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you tonight for your word, Lord. Lord God, I ask that you do the preaching tonight, Lord. Lord, I humble myself, Father, that you will be glorified tonight, Lord. Lord God, I'm praying that you will speak to your people, even Lake Charles, that have drove such a long way, Father. Begin to, Lord God, minister to your people. Let no one leave tonight without getting something from you, Lord. Let them leave out here, Lord God, never the same, Father. God, I thank you for the fasting, Lord God, and the prayer, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, let's give him a hand clap of praise. It says that the Almighty God said he humbled himself. See, this old flesh here is a mess. Your flesh is a mess. Your flesh is out of control. That's why we fasting, because our flesh is out of control. We're trying to get control of this flesh here. Praise the Lord. To bring our flesh back up under subjection to the spirit. Come on now. It said that there's a war going on, a tug of war going on right in your mind, praise the Lord. It's your flesh and your spirit, and they're pulling against one another. The Bible said they're contrary one to the other. You say, I'm going to go to church tonight. And you thought it was so easy to say, I'm going to come to church. But then all hell break loose. The car start acting up. The children start acting up. You start acting up. Your clothes start acting up. Your money start acting up. You don't hear what I'm saying here. Just because you say, I'm going to church tonight, I ain't went all week long. I ain't go to Bible study. So I'm going to press my way to the evangelism service tonight. And then all hell break loose. I remember one time, it was my time to preach. And then all of a sudden, my car, I couldn't even get my I couldn't even get my truck out the driveway. I was stuck in the driveway. And then I look at my watch, oh, I gotta be down there to service. But I was stuck in the driveway and on the speaker that night. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I did? I began to pray to the Lord. Because this could be a serious situation. Yes. You know, especially if I can't get a hold of nobody, now I got to walk to the church. Because I was going to walk to church. Because it was my time to preach. It said it was his custom to be in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. It was Jesus' custom to be in the synagogue on the Sabbath day. Every Sabbath day, he was there in the synagogue. And that's what we got to be. We got to have, it said, let that mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And if it was his custom to come into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, then you got to pray your way out also. But like I said, all you got to do is say, I'm going to church tonight. And then all hell break loose. People calling you that never called you before, they calling you. Everything start acting up just because you say, I'm going to church tonight. And all that's happened to just to stop you from coming to church. Because if you come to church, praise the Lord have something for you. If you come in the building, praise the Lord. If you press your way, he got something for you. And that's why the devil tries so hard to hold you back. To talk to your mind and tell you, not today, you know, you can go tomorrow, but not today. But praise the Lord. But tonight is the night that God want to move. He want to trouble the water tonight. Hallelujah. That's what he want to do. He want to trouble the water tonight. The Bible said the creator of the world came down in human flesh and walk among us, praise the Lord. Said being found fashioned as a man. Then it said woman, but it said man. Being fashioned as a man, he humbled himself. The creator humbled himself and became a servant. He even got down and washed the disciples' feet. Got down, girded himself, the Bible said, on Passover, and begin to wash the disciples' feet. So you don't understand what I'm doing, but when I leave, you're going to understand this one. He humming himself. We got to humble ourselves. We're too big. We can't listen to authority. We're bucking up against authority. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, we got to humble ourselves. That's why, hallelujah, the Lord began to tell the co-founder to call a fire sermon affairs. Everybody, even the sucker, everybody, the youth, everybody. So that you'll be able to hear this word. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been able to hear the word tonight. You know, you would have heard your pot on the stove saying, come on, hurry home, because you know you got something good in the pot. But being that you're on a fast, praise the Lord, hallelujah, you come to get some spiritual food tonight, praise the Lord. That you come to get some spiritual food. That what you come to get tonight, some spiritual food. And I can't give you spiritual food. I can get you fleshly food back there in the back there. They said put it in the pot. Back there in the back. That's what they call it. To put it in the pot. Back there in the back. Goulash or whatever, back there in the back. I can give you some natural food, but I can't give you no spiritual food. Only Jesus can give it to you. Jesus told the woman at the well, praise the Lord. After he began to talk in her life, after he began to prophesy to her, praise the Lord, and began to say, you got five husbands. You got five, praise the Lord. And the man that you with right now is not your husband. And as he got through talking to the woman, praise the Lord, the woman began to say, praise the Lord, Jesus said, I got some water to give you. And if you drink this water, talking about the Holy Ghost, if you drink this water, you'll never thirst again. It's going to quench your thirst forever. I'm right about it, wrong about it. Humble, praise the Lord. Western Dictionary said, humble. It's being gentle, praise the Lord. It's being low, praise the Lord. Not being pride, but being low, low. Don't want to be high, praise the Lord. Got the last piece of cake, I'm going to give it to you. I ain't going to take it. You can have the last piece of cake. Humming ourselves. Not pride saying, well, you know what? Cake was pretty good. I'm going to keep it to myself. I'm going to hide it. Nobody know I hid it. Amen. Being abased. low. He humbled himself. That's what Jesus did. He humbled himself. Hallelujah. And you know why he humbled himself? Because Jesus, our example, he showed us that the only way we're going to make it in this flesh is that we're going to have to humble ourselves. And he giving you, the Bible said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost come upon you. To be able to make it. To find and fashion as a man. He wasn't of a high standard, but he was at a low standard. Even his birth was at a low standard. Said it wasn't no end. There wasn't no room in the end. So they took him out in a manger, praise the Lord. Low, not high, low. And he say he'll exalt you in due time. If you lower yourself down and be able to hear what people are saying to you, but some of us are too grown. Then my wife was at the zoo. And I was telling my wife, said, now, they said, pride is a peacock. But then I seen another bird there at the zoo. Now, that was a pride bird. She was walking around pride. The peacock was flying all around when she was walking. I told my wife, look at that bird. Look at that bird. Pride is a, what's the name of that bird? That's the one, pride. The crane. The crown crane, something like that. She had a crown on her head. When you go to the zoo, you'll see what I'm talking about. But Jesus wasn't like that, praise the Lord. He was low, praise the Lord. See, God can use somebody that's low. He can't use nobody that's high. Thinking that you know everything. Like the inmate said, they said, you think you got all the sense in the world. All the sense in the world. But we all make mistakes. Some writers said we fall down. But we see, but thing is, how you get up when you fall down? Are you gonna then lay down and roll in it? Praise the Lord like a hog. Come on. You know you don't sin and you're just wallowing in sin. Come on. The prodigal son got up and said, in my father's house, I come from a raw family. That's what the prodigal son said. See, we're raw priests here who is saints. Do y'all realize that? When you come to the Lord, you're raw priesthood. When you come to him. The prodigal son, after being in the home, if you know anything, I've been in the country, in the home pen. It smells real bad. You got flies. You got some bad stuff in the hog pen. The prodigal son said, I'm going to get up from here, and I'm going back to where my father at. Because in my father's house are many mansions, praise the Lord. Even the servant of my father, they went and go. Here I am. I'm in the hog pen. And my father got enough, praise the Lord, for all the servant that he got. I'm gonna rise and go up and I realize, see that's how repentance starts. It starts in your heart. The young man was talking from the heart. Said, I'm gonna rise and go back to my father. Praise the Lord, because with my father, I realize that right now, as I don't got out here, realize being big and bad, I realize that it ain't all that. Praise the Lord. I need to go back to my father's house. And then when I get back to my father, I'm gonna tell my father, pray, Lord, Father, I sin against you. I sin against heaven. No, I'm worthy. I'm not worthy to be called your son. Make me one of your high servants. The Bible said that the Father seen him from afar off. See, the Lord see you tonight from afar off. He see your heart tonight. As the word